Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hopathinga podcast. My name is Wilma Noah, and I am one of the training and development specialists here at the Native Learning Center. We're happy that you can join us for another podcast. And with us, I have
Crystal Cedino. I am the other training and development specialist for the Native Learning Center. I hope you guys are doing well, and thank you all so much for listening in on these podcasts.
And today with us, we have a special guest. Her name is Thelma Bowers, and she is my little sister, and she is the outreach specialist for the Florida Governor's Council on Indian Affairs, Incorporated. Welcome, Thelma. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to speak this morning. Thank you, Wilma and Crystal, for hosting me, and I'm here on behalf of the Florida Governor's Council on Indian Affairs. As Wilma said, I am the outreach specialist. For our program, we have the employment and training program as part of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. We are one of the Native American grantees from the Department of Labor and Division of Native American Programs.
Thank you for that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the Florida Governor's Council on Indian Affairs Employment and Training Program.
Our employment and training program, as I stated before, is designed to assist Native Americans with job training, education that includes on-the-job training, post-secondary training assistance, work experience, apprenticeship programs, if that is something we have Natives interested in, and we assist qualifying participants with getting the education and job training to get into the workforce. So that is the bottom line of the WIOA grant program.
Awesome.
What services does the FGCIA Inc. Employment and Training Program currently offer to eligible participants? That's a long title.
That is a long title. And imagine having to say that over and over again on a regular basis. Well, actually, you know, we do offer a lot of services that many people don't consider when looking at job opportunities and just trying to figure out where they belong in the workforce. So first of all, our core services, which in our realm, so to speak, incorporate career counseling and job search and placement once they've received the training and education. And, you know, we could also initiate initial assessment of skills levels, aptitudes, and other services. But the intensive services that we can provide to our students or clients, are we develop with them an individualized employment plan. As stated, we are an employment and training program. So the ultimate end goal is to get Native Americans, Native Alaskans, and Native Hawaiians in the workforce. That is also a goal of ours, to help that population, our population, which is considered a special population by many other programs because of our unique diversity just amongst our population, because, you know, we have so many different tribes and cultures. So when I speak with other organizations, you know, I'm telling them about what that even means to be Native American, because I have that asked quite a bit. Well, what does federally recognized mean? And, you know, we do offer services to federally recognized tribes, and a lot of these other organizations don't understand what that even means. So the services, again, going back to what we were speaking about, what we offer is to help the Native Americans, Native Alaskans, and Native Hawaiians getting into the workforce. That includes getting over barriers such as lack of a high school education or GED. So we help with adult basic education, GED attainment, literacy training, English language training, if that is required. GED prep, job readiness training, occupational skills training, which may include occupations such as welding, HVAC, skills like that. On-the-job training, post-secondary training, which is actually college education. And, you know, if you are interested in registered apprenticeships, we have connections with those programs such as that. And even those who are already in the workforce but feel like they haven't reached their earning potential, we can help with skill upgrading and retraining to assist those that may want to move up in their current occupation.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And training programs operated by the private sector. So there are certain companies that hire people with the intention of helping them achieve that higher earning potential by training them along the way. And it's specialized for that particular company. So they will hire them at an entry level and then slowly move them up as that employee receives the training. And, you know, they oftentimes cover tuition costs if need be, if they have to go out for training or what have you. I mean, there are so many opportunities out there, and I feel like our population lacks exposure to these options. Either they're not aware that they're out there for them, they don't have the understanding that these resources are there specifically for them. It's just not general knowledge, and I am here to help it become general knowledge. The mission statement of the Florida Governor's Council on Indian Affairs, and I don't think people realize we've been around since 1976 and have operated as a grantee for this particular program. But the idea is promoting the economic self-sufficiency and self-determination of American Indians and Native Americans. And, you know, I think that's a huge statement for Indian country, specifically now, because we are becoming more mainstream. You know, we have people going up into the White House, involved in government, but they all had these stepping stones to get where they are. And I want that to be something that especially young Native Americans are looking at or looking towards. So we have this program in order to help them get their foot in the door. I probably trailed off a little bit as far as what we offer as a program, but you know, I want to stress that it's a lot bigger than what people think about when considering employment and training, because it does, you know, the whole idea of self-sufficiency, like that's huge.
So you're just trying to get exposure for the program.
For the program, absolutely, yes, because we have so much to offer, and we're just looking for Native Americans. And because we are located in Tallahassee, but we cover the state of Florida and Georgia for these programs. So
what if someone is like in California? Is there a program like that?
There are over 170 programs like ours across the country.
And how would they go about finding those programs within their state?
Oftentimes you can Google Native American programs. I know that sounds kind of off-putting, but it's true. I think that's one of the things that we've been striving for, is once people are looking for Native American programs within the state of Florida, we want our Florida Governor's Council to be up at the top of the list. And that's something I've been working with as well. And again, that's just exposure, getting that awareness out there that there are programs like that to help, especially for urban natives, those that are quote unquote off the reservation.
Right.
And, you know, so there are programs within California, Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Alabama. Of course, we're Georgia, Florida, North Carolina. There's just so many out there. And if they want to contact me to say, hey, I'm in Kansas, can you help me? I'm able to do that. Like, we're not going to say, no, we can't help you. We're going to refer you to those programs that we know of in those states.
Okay, so at the end of today's podcast, we will let you leave your number and contact information. Okay, so how does one determine if they're eligible for these services?
So the services, as I said, we assist Native American, Native Latin, Native Hawaiian. So the determination for eligibility just goes about applying for the program. We have an application process. We ask for documentation that often means a copy of your tribal identification. Now, not all tribal entities or not all tribes issue cards. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a few that I've seen come through that don't have them. Most of them do. Don't get me wrong. Most of them do now. But there were a few that, you know, they had letters with letterhead from the tribe that, yes, this person is in fact a member of our tribe with their roll number or whatever that may be. Also, state-recognized tribes. We do have a few state-recognized tribes that we assist with. But, you know, if we also go to second generation. So let's say your mother is enrolled in a tribe. But
a descendant?
A descendant, yeah. You can, no more than two generations removed, you could qualify for our program.
Crystal?
I keep muting myself when I'm trying to speak. I'm sorry, Lewis. All right. Well, one question that I do have for you, Thelma, is why are programs like, you know, FGCIA, Inc. employment and training programs so important?
As I stated before, you know, this geared towards getting our Native Americans in the workforce, because that will play into them being self-sufficient. If you look at the unemployment rate and the poverty rate in Indian country, it's almost nearly twice higher than the overall population. Programs like this will help alleviate or decrease barriers to employment for Native Americans. That means, you know, it again, assisting with the adult basic education, GED prep, GED attainment, and just increasing employment rates amongst Native Americans. And once you do that, increasing employment rate, that also increases the median household income, which allows for them to get out of that poverty level. And again, that plays into self-sufficiency for Native American households in general. And, you know, right now, the cost of education and workforce training and other related services have increased dramatically over the past 15 years. So programs like this help alleviate those increases with assistance like ours.
I have a question. You know, since casinos are like all over Native Indian country, what if someone wanted to go to learn to be a dealer, a blackjack dealer? Do you guys assist with that? I know that's a crazy question, but.
Well, that is something that we've actually been looking into. That would be employment for somebody. Right now, we don't have anything lined up for that. That is something have been looking into. We do have casinos. We have the two federally recognized tribes here in Florida that operate their casinos, which would be the Seminole Tribe of Florida and the Miccosukee Tribe of Indians of Florida. And something that we've been as far as training, don't have anything set up as of yet, but that doesn't mean that's going to happen. But, you know, you brought up a good point as far as the options for, especially in gaming, because that's, of course, we know that's huge in Indian country. And I know that at one point, the Seminole Tribe of Florida had their management program for their members. And I don't know if there has been anything similar for non-tribal members. for other natives that were interested. So that's something that we could explore. I don't know. I can't give you a timeline on that, but that's just something that could be an option.
Well, should that come about, you know, maybe we could revisit again and share the information.
Absolutely. I mean, because we've been trying to get all the information we can out there. I've actually been reaching out to the local chamber members here in Tallahassee just to say, hey, we have this program. If you have employment opportunities, if you're looking for help with filling those roles, I'm just trying to get basically an employment bank to set up and get our people in the workforce.
Right, right.
There was one other thing I wanted to mention. As you know, the Native Learning Center assisted us with the Florida Indian Youth Program this year. Well, we are actually expanding it, so to speak, of what we're going to call the Florida Indian Youth Build Program, which starts next month. And we're going to be looking for applicants ages 14 to 19 to participate in the program. So it's going to be twice a month in the evenings. Probably, I think we're looking at the times between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. or 4 to 6. And this is actually a supplement to the Florida Indian Youth Program. So if somebody is wanting to come in to the program next summer, they could actually apply now and start, like get a head start on the Florida Indian Youth Program next July. So this is, like I said, it's just a supplement. It's designed to give them exposure to different occupations in the workforce and just to give them some, help them tweak their skills and have them help them put something on their college applications, possible resumes. We could do letters of recommendation for college applications. I mean, we're just trying to get as many options available to our Native students as possible.
That's awesome. I would totally do it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Is there any final words you'd like to say?
I do have, you can call us. Our 1-800 number is 1-800-322-9186. If you have any questions, you want some information, you need, in the middle of Montana, you need help, just give us a call. again, our number is 1-800-322-9186. Our website is www.fgcia.org. So it's just Florida Governor's Council Indian Affairs.org, fgcia.org. I have to repeat that because oftentimes people are like, what's the website again? And they try to type in all of that. And it's a lot, but it is just fgcia.org, or they could email info@fgcia.org, and somebody will be there to answer their questions.
Thank you very much, Mado, for joining us today.
Mado, for having me.
And if you, I want to give a shout out to our littlest sister. Today is her birthday, Velma Jofi, as we call her.
Happy birthday,
Joby. Happy birthday. Okay, and if you'd like to reach me, you can contact me at WilmaNoah@simtribe.com. That's WilmaNoah@simtribe.com.
And if you want to get a hold of me, please feel free to reach out at CrystalCedino@simtribe.com. So it's KrystalCedino. CedinoAtSEMtribe.com.
Thank you very much, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.
Take care.